Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Five Tool Show, another Tuesday edition. I am your host, Tanya Mercado. Carell Cooper is still not going to be around. He is still away on business, but hopefully next week he should be back. I have a great show lined up for you tonight, starting with an update in the World Baseball Classic. For those of you who have not been watching, it's Team Puerto Rico versus Team USA. We're in the bottom of the third. USA's up 1-0, one out. Man on first, man on second. Hopefully to God, Team Puerto Rico will be able to pull through and win this game. As you all know, I am a Puerto Rican, so my loyalty is with Puerto Rico. And I have to say, I'm very excited to see Angel Pagan. He started the game off tonight with a single, which is great, but he hasn't really done much of anything else. And hopefully, you know what, the rest of the team will start doing something, and maybe we could score some runs. I'm just saying. That'd be nice. Because if not, then we're going to have some problems. So hopefully the team can pull out a win after losing to the Dominican Republic on Sunday night. But don't even get me started. I was literally feeling some type of way after that game. And, you know, it's just better that we don't talk about it. We'll just say Puerto Rico lost, Dominican Republic won. And that's that. I do have to say, I did have a friend who made the comment that the best players were being represented by the Dominican Republic. I, of course, had to make the comment that, yes, even some of the best cheaters are from the Dominican Republic. Mr. Melky Cabrera, Manny Ramirez, and Alex Rodriguez. I'm just throwing out the names. You know, take it however way you want to. Apparently somebody was offended when I made that comment. I was not talking about the entire country. I was just talking about three people. So if three people make up an entire country, well, then I don't know what to tell you. Let's put on our big boy and girl pants and man up. It's like those people who are saying, well, I'm torn. I don't know if I should root for Team Puerto Rico or Team USA. Really? Really? So you're just going to watch the game and not root for Team? Man up. All right? You're how old? You know. You can't be lukewarm in baseball. You either go one way or the other way. So choose. Choose you this day whom you will root for. If you are for Team Puerto Rico, then you are my friend. If you are for Team USA, well, then I can't help you. Except that now, the bases are loaded, bottom of the third, still one out, and Mr. Santiago, te voy a coger de tus cojones, y te voy a matar. And no, I will not translate that. We'll just leave it alone, and just really, really, and now David Wright is at the plate. With a 417 average, one home run, five RBIs, 533 on-base percentage. Just listen, if the United States does not score here, then Mr. David Wright, you will have a lot to answer for. Okay, a lot of people have been saying, oh, this is going to be David Wright's big year, this, that, and the other thing. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know he signed a one-year contract. The amount of money that he's going to be making, and I think it was $137 million, every year he plays had better be a big year. It was like, well, he'll be a leader. Yeah, leadership is overrated. All right? Put your money where your bat is. Let's see you do something. Not just this year. Not just in the World Baseball Classic. No. No, you better do more than that. David Wright hit a single, now it's USA 2, Puerto Rico 0, so bottom of third, two out, men on first and third. Yeah, Puerto Rico's gonna give me a coronary tonight. Once again, you are listening to the Five Tool Show. I'd like to welcome all of you to tonight's program. I hope you're enjoying the World Baseball Classic as well as tonight's program. We will be talking Mets, Yankees, World Baseball Classic update. Should be a fun show tonight. I'd like to thank all of you for joining me. And we do actually have a couple of callers, so I am going to take caller one. Let's see what caller one has to say tonight. Caller, are you there? Hello, caller. Hey, caller, welcome to the Five Tool Show. Who are you? Where are you calling from? What do you want?
This is Joey from the Bronx. I want to talk about the Mets outfield.
Hello?
What do you think of the Mets outfield for opening day? You think it's looking more and more like it's going to be Cowgill? And I just wanted to find out who would you like to see on opening day as far as the three outfielders?
Who would I like to see? I'll tell you one thing. If Cowgill is not guaranteed in there, I'm not going to a Mets game. Because I absolutely love Cowgill. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Have you been watching the spring training game?
Yep.
What I like about Cowgill is he's a no-nonsense. I'm going to get in your face. I'm going to play hard. And I'm going to lay it all on the field type of player. Everything that I want in a ball player is what I'm getting from Cowgill. And that is the one reason why I don't care. He has to be on this team. And more than likely, he will be. Well, what were your impressions?
Nah, he's kind of like a modern-day Dykstra. I mean, he's a, you know, in-your-face kind of player, like you said. So I kind of find it ironic they gave him number four, which was Dykstra's number back in the day. So, yeah, if he makes the team, I think he adds a certain element to them, you know, the chippiness and, you know, playing with that little edge. So, and then Marlon Byrd, it looks like he's going to be the right fielder. He looked really impressive this spring training.
I have no problem with Marlon Byrd. A lot of people are like, oh, my God, he's old. It's a minor league contract, this, that, and the other thing. Let me tell you something about minor league contracts. There is no guarantee that they are going to be in the big bowl on the big team, okay? You have to earn a spot. Hell, if I had it my way, every player I signed would be signed to a minor league deal. This way, when you come to spring training, you're coming to play. You're coming with a chip on your shoulder, like, I own this. I run this. This is my job, and anybody who tries to take my job is going to have to answer to me.
The only player I'm worried about is Duda. That's the only player I'm a little concerned about. I mean, I don't know if you're concerned about him, but I have a little concern for Lucas Duda.
Listen, how many outfielders do the Mets have right now?
Well, the one guy that a lot of Mets fans want to see in the outfield is Valespín. And, you know, because he has the speed element to them, which they're lacking. But I don't know. I like him off the bench.
You know who I wouldn't mind seeing? Matt Sendecker.
He's good. He's just, he strikes out a bit too much. So he can cut down on the strikeouts. And
not every guy in your lineup is going to be the hitter. Not every guy who's going to be playing on the field is going to be a full-blown hitter. You know, sometimes you have to sacrifice offense to defense. I'm sorry. Nobody remembers Ray Ordonez. Last time I checked, he sucked at the plate, but he was one of the best shortstops in all of baseball. So pick your poison.
I wouldn't mind if he makes the team. I just don't see him, at least in the beginning of the season, I wouldn't have him as a starter. Maybe as the season progresses, depending on how he, you know, how he's evolving as a ball player. But to start the season, opening day, I wouldn't have him as a starter. I mean, that's just me. I mean, I'm sure you, I know with you, you think a little outside the box a lot, which is cool because, you know, you're not worried about what everybody is going to say, which is why I always tell people when it comes to the whole front office aspect of it, I think you would be good at it because you're not worried about what the media thinks or what the fans are saying or whatever, all that stuff. You would just go about your business of trying to build a winning ball club. And you would do it.
When all is said and done, you know what? If I bring a championship to this ball club, guess who's going to be kissing my feet?
Yep. I know you would think a little outside the box as far as like an opening day lineup. I mean, but for me, I would right now I would go I'd have to go with Duda by default as your right fielder, and I would go with Calgill at center and then Marlon Byrd at right. That's how I would do it.
You would go with Duda? No.
Yeah.
You go in left field.
Left field, Duda.
Right field.
Byrd.
I can live with that. This is going to not Jordan E. Valdespin. Let me tell you, I got a problem with Jordan E. Valdespin. Okay? His arrogance, his confidence, and then there's being a royal prick. Okay? And I like what Ray Kina kind of said from California, where he mentioned Last Things Village and how Jordan E. Valdespin kind of reminds him of that. And I'm like, holy crap, that's the last thing this team needs. And on Facebook, on the City Fields of Dreams fan page, from all of you who haven't already liked it, by all means, go to facebook.com/cityfieldofdreams, and you can answer this question. I asked Mets fans, how do you feel about Valdespin? Arrogant prick or breath of fresh air? You know, a couple of people were torn. Others said that they do think that he's a breath of fresh air. Others said, you know what, he's a piece of crap, let's get rid of him. You know, the Mets don't need him. The Mets are doing great where they're at right now. So what the hell do we need Valdespin for?
Yeah, he had an interesting day yesterday. That's all I can say.
Yeah, well, you know what, for those of you who didn't know, he took a shot. He thought he was a big boy, didn't wear a cuff, and he got nailed. Serves you right for being an arrogant prick. I'm just saying. And you kiss the dirt.
Players like him drive me crazy because he has the ability to be a very special player. And he can, like, pretty much, he can do it all if he was to put it together and kind of curb the attitude. I mean, I don't mind when a player is a little cocky, a little arrogant because, you know, I mean, back in the day, you know, guys like Strawberry, you know, even Piazza, guys, those guys, they were arrogant, but they were, it was like a, you know, a controlled confidence. You know, although Strawberry at times would get a little out of control with his confidence, but nonetheless, you know, if you're confident, if you harness your confidence and you just go about your business of playing your game and let everything come to you, then you can become a superstar. But when you're arrogant and you walk out on the field and you have this attitude of, I'm the best player on the team, I'm the best player on the field between both teams, you know, then it gets to a point where it's like, okay, now you're like, really, now you're putting more, that much more pressure on yourself that really does not need to be applied towards you. And now the fans are going to look at you, because look at how the fans looked at Last Things Village because of his attitude. And the fans soured on him quickly.
And where is Last Things Village now?
I have no clue where he is now.
You know what? I think we're actually going to do a Where Are They Now show.
Kind of like, where's Waldo? Where's Last Things? I like a little cockiness and arrogance out of a player that's on the Mets. That's fine. That's cool. But again, control it. Like, don't get overboard with it. I just think Valdespin gets a little carried away with it to the point where if I'm one of his teammates, I'm a little turned off by it.
Yeah, well.
I mean, he did take that picture on Twitter with a Marlins cap, which was stupid. I don't understand why
really?
He did that.
Really? Well, he should have just gotten nailed just for that. A Mets pitcher should have came like, oh, really? You a Marlin now? Okay, go enjoy the little dancing flamingos out in center field for the Marlins. You want to wear that hat so bad?
That didn't make any sense, him doing that.
Because he doesn't make any sense. Because he's a jerk. I can't really completely say how I feel about him. But personally, I could do without him. And I think that the team would be fine. He's not the be-all of this ball club. He's really not. And I'm kind of over him already. You know, I don't care if you have the potential. If you don't have to be a professional ball player, then you got no business in the big league. I'll trade you. That's fine. Hey, you know what? Yankees are looking for an outfielder. Oh, wait. They already signed a guy.
After that thing, the Yankees are looking for a lot of people nowadays with all the injuries and the lack of depth.
They signed Ben Francisco, who's hardly a powerhouse hitter, okay? In, what was it? 5 years, I think, in the big leagues? He's a .247 career hitter. It took him 5 years just to hit 49 home runs. Really? 5 years? 5 years.
Yeah, well.
I'm sorry, 8 years. That's even worse. That's bad. 49 home runs and 104 doubles. Last year, he played for three teams and hit .240 with four homers in 82 games. He played for Toronto, Houston, and Tampa Bay. Now, you know that you're not worth much if you play for Houston. Because at this point, Houston is where careers go to die. And for all of you just joining us, thank you for joining us on the Five Tool Show. I'm your host, Tanya Mercado. We are talking Mets baseball, Yankees baseball, and whatever else tickles me orange and blue. If you want to call in, if you have a comment, a question, the call-in number is 347-637-2306. We have Joey Torres from the Bronx on the line. Yeah. Good time. Let me tell you, I don't know what's worse, Mets center field, Mets outfield in general, or their bullpen. It's always an issue, one way or the other.
I think the outfield is a bigger concern right now than the bullpen. Bullpens, you know how bullpens are. It's a year-to-year thing. It's like 1 year a team can put a bullpen together that actually comes together and they, you know, they'll perform well. And then the following year, you know, several of the same players, middle relievers, whatever, they will fall down a notch. They won't be as good. And in some cases with teams, you know, through the free agency, if they revamp their bullpen and get, like, new players, you know, there's no guarantee that even though on paper your bullpen may look pretty impressive, it doesn't necessarily mean they'll pan out, you know, on the field. So bullpens are tricky. To me, bullpens are year by year, and you just got to hope that your bullpen is going to be better than most other teams. And I have a feeling this year's Mets bullpen is actually going to be pretty good.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think that's what we said last year, too. How'd that work out? Mr. Joey, I'm going to actually put you on hold because we actually do have another caller on the line. We only have about 10 minutes left to go, and I'm sure this other caller has a couple of things to say. So give me 1 second. Hello, caller. How are you? Welcome to the Five Tool Show. Caller? Caller, are you there? Caller is not there. Okay, Joey, looks like it's all you tonight.
I guess so.
Brian Cashman. Poor man. I mean, I really do have to legitimately say this poor guy. Because, well, actually, I really don't feel sorry for him. I mean, the Yankees are so desperate at this point that they are actually, Brian Cashman, and this is even worse. Brian Cashman couldn't even find the number to Mr. Abbott, who happens to be the agent for Chipper Jones. So what Brian Cashman goes ahead and does is he goes to reporters, tells reporters, hey, yeah, I want to get Chipper Jones. I want to get in touch with him to see if he'll play for my team. Doesn't even get Chipper Jones' number. Doesn't get the agent's number. No, he goes to the media. Hey, go ahead, write a story. This way Chipper Jones will acknowledge, and maybe I'll get an answer from Chipper Jones to see if he'll play for the Yankees. Really? Are you serious right now?
He's going after quite a few older guys that are out there.
You have to be desperate. If you are making a call to Derek Lee, who has not played baseball since 2011. The other thing, well, Cashman says, I would say it's more of a case of us being creative. That's not creativity, Mr. Cashman. That is pure desperation. You are a dead man walking. It's going to be The Walking Dead starring Brian Cashman.
Listen, as far as the Yankees are concerned, and I've told my friends that the Yankee fans this. You know, the only Yankee fans I've always had respect for are the ones that are really true diehard Yankee fans, that no matter what, how, where they are in the standings, that's their team. You know, but you know and I know that a good majority of Yankees fans are only Yankees fans because they win. They win year in and year out, and they make the playoffs year in and year out, which makes them very easy to root for. But, you know, despite the fact that you have a lot of people who jump on the bandwagon, those are the people that like to trash on the Mets the most and other teams, the Red Sox and so forth. And I told my friends, the Yankees fans, I said, listen, within the next couple of years, and this was last year when I mentioned that, so within the next couple of years, reality is going to finally set in for you guys. You know, because your best players are getting older. You don't have no one in the minors, really, to step up and keep the winning going. And it's going to result in your team not making the playoffs. It's going to result in 500 seasons, and dare I say, might even result in sub-500 seasons. So I just really feel that they're way overdue to go through a stretch, a good 5 or 6 year stretch of no playoffs and, you know, 500 or less baseball. And, you know, I guarantee you will see Yankee Stadium empty. It'll probably be like 50-60% capacity. And, you know, all of a sudden, especially the Mets, who are slowly, you know, with the young players they have, let's be realistic, they are slowly rising, you know, as long as nobody gets hurt or anything like that, and they don't make any stupid decisions, you know, management, whatever. But if the Mets go on to become this competitive team and the Yankees are on a decline, you're going to see a lot of people switching caps. They're going to get rid of the Yankee cap, and they're going to wear that blue Mets cap. And I'm telling you, it's just I just see a slow shift in momentum. I don't know if you agree or not, but I see a slow shift in you know, momentum as far as the two teams are concerned.
Okay.
I mean, do you agree with that, I know you're always the type that you just show it to me on the field, prove it to me. You know, I know that's your whole thing with you know, especially with the Mets right now. You know, they have all these young players, and I'm sure you're excited about them, but I know you always have this attitude of, I want to see it.
Okay, so apparently now this is a 5-2 show with Tanya and Joey. And apparently you already know me, so then why are you going to ask me my opinion and then voice my opinion and not even give me a chance to answer? But thanks, because then you just saved me.
You saved me a speech.
No, I'm asking you if you agree or not with that.
You already said it.
I'm telling you my opinion. I want to know if you agree or not, if you feel the same way.
Yeah, I mean, this is how I see it. Like you said, when all is said and done, I don't give a flying crap. Everything is done on the field. So put up or shut up. I want to see what happens on the field, and that's all I care about. Yeah, I'll be honest. I will say one thing right now. Oh, okay. And Team USA went down 1-2-3, going to the top of the fifth, 2-0 Team USA, unfortunately. Tell you, Team Puerto Rico is going to be the best of me this year. They always are. Unreal.
That's one of those games.
I'm not sure if I think Cashman is pretty much at the end of his journey as a general manager of the New York Yankees. Your job is to build some depth, because if you have all these injuries that you have right now, then there's no reason why you should have to go out like crazy trying to find somebody to replace them. I mean, you have Curtis Granderson, who's out, who might be replaced by this guy, Ben Francisco, who is nothing, not even remotely close to what Granderson was. And now you're going crazy trying to find a guy to replace Mark Teixeira, who might be Kevin Youkilis, but then if you have Kevin Youkilis playing first, who's going to be playing third? Now, Brian Cashman went out to say that he has his eye on a minor leaguer, hoping that he'll actually be able to play third base. Which, good luck with that. I can't even pronounce his name. Ranier Mustelier. He's a minor leaguer from Cuba. On Monday, Euclid played first base, and this kid was at third base. And Cashman said that if this kid can show that he can actually play third base, he might actually do that. So at least he's supposed to share a return. I think it's a tough situation that the Yankees are in right now because they shouldn't be in this situation right now. And the Yankees are going to keep getting older, and they got 1 foot in the baseball graveyard right now. Okay, and if this story about Cano really is true and he does get suspended, guess what? Now you're at another infielder with at least 50 games. Yes, Mr. Cashman, you had a very successful offseason. Not. Oh, but it's okay. Go ahead and jump out of a plane. Next time when you jump, leave the parachute. Because you did nothing that you were supposed to do during the offseason. And if I was a Yankee fan, right now I would be very nervous. Because it doesn't look like the Yankees are going to do anything this year. I'm thinking first 2 months, nothing.
Well, I'm hoping that actually plays out exactly what you're saying, where they do nothing, nothing happens for them, and because the Yankee fan needs to find out what it's like to live the life of a Mets fan or, you know, a fan of most other teams. They need to live in that world for a while. They need to be humbled. They really do.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're arrogant.
I mean, common sense tells you that everything happens in a circle, basically. You know, at some point it was going to happen to the Yankees. You know, while the Mets are getting younger, the Yankees are getting older. And you know what? I have no problem with that whatsoever. I really don't.
No, the bottom line is the day will come.
And the Yankees are going to finish in fourth, and it's going to be the Red Sox and the Cubs. Red Sox are talking about, 162 chances for redemption, and yeah, you're not gonna be successful at all because you're still in shambles. You don't have your crap together, and you're not gonna have your crap together at the earliest 2014. And everybody keeps talking about, well, the key is for people to be healthy. Yeah, that is the key. The key is to be healthy. Okay, but when you have all these guys on your team who are old and brittle and they're breaking down, why aren't you going out and getting younger players? Common sense dictates that's what you do. Oh, but wait, they're the mighty Yankees and they can conquer all. Yes, because Derek Jeter is going to play in every single game. Oh, Mark Teixeira is young. He'll be fine. Not. Mariano Rivera is retiring after this year. Goodbye. And let me tell you, he had one hell of a career. I may be a Mets fan, but you got to give credit where credit is due. And Mariano Rivera deserves every ounce of that credit. He is the greatest closer to have ever pitched in baseball. And I don't care what anybody has to say about it. First ballot without a shadow of a doubt. And it didn't matter how great of a hitter you were. If Mariano Rivera came into the game, you were quaking in your teeth. You were like, holy crap, there went our chance to even make a comeback in this game. You're talking about a guy who's played the game for 18 years, and in 1,051 games, he has saved mostly 608. It's insane. And that's like unheard of. You know, I don't know. Am I the only one who thinks this?
I don't think so.
Joe, all of a sudden you went quiet.
No, you're definitely not the only one who thinks that way.
I mean, it seemed like this guy was never going to retire. He's 43 years old now. Yeah, I think it's time.
Nothing lasts forever, right?
Not at all. And he has two seasons where he had 50 saves. 2001 and 2004. 53 saves. You tip your cap. And it'll be a sad day in baseball on the last day that he pitches, because it will honestly be, it's quite possible that that will be the very last greatest closer to ever play the game. There's no way to describe Mariano Rivera without thinking that there had to be like some type of divine intervention or something. Because no human alive could possibly do this the way he did. And I know for one, despite I'm not a Yankee fan, I certainly will see at least one game at where the Yankees are playing just to see Mariano pitch for one last time.
Well, he is greatness. It doesn't matter what team you root for. If any, if people don't acknowledge him as for the great player that he is, then I don't know what to say. I really don't. You're not being an honest baseball fan. Yes, I don't like the Yankees, and there are many people who feel the same way I do. But you have to definitely respect them. And there'll never be another closer like him on any team. I don't think anyone will come close to him.
So the top five all-time save leaders. Mariano Rivera, number one, with 608. Trevor Hoffman, 601. Lee Smith, 478. John Franco, 424. Billy Wagner, 422. Mariano Rivera, Trevor Hoffman, 1-2, right into the Hall of Fame. Mariano Rivera will be the all-time leader in saves for the rest of eternity, for all eternity. You know, People are always talking about starting pitching. You know what? That relief pitching saved your butt. Okay, because if your starting pitcher doesn't have it, it's the guys in that bullpen that you hope to God have it. And they can get people out, 1, 2, 3. This way your team has a chance to actually come and win a game. Unless you're the New York Mets, then for whatever reason the team decides, you know what, I don't want to hit. And your your relievers are going, are like lights out. Even Yogi Berra once said, if you ain't got relief pitching, you ain't got nothing. It's true. You know, people say, you know what, you have to hit, but pitching wins games. It's true. You know, it helps to have some people who can hit, but you need the pitching. You need guys who can come in and shut down the opposing players. You know, you have freaking Team USA over here that, for whatever reason, Puerto Rico can't seem to hit them. We're in the bottom of the fifth, one out, man on second. Two nothing, USA.
Not looking good.
Listen, it's only the fifth inning. Cógelo suave, okay? Cógelo tranquilo. Cálmate. Uh-oh. ¿Qué está pasando aquí? Relax yourself. Who are you going for? You want the Team Puerto Rico or Team USA?
Team Puerto Rico.
You're Puerto Rican, aren't you?
That's my check, yep.
Oh, sarcasm. Alright.
Not at all.
New York Yankees, Alex Rodriguez, possibly being sued by his cousin, Yuri Sukar, for $5 million in damages in the pending lawsuit for libel, defamation of character, fraud, and dues owed. This according to the website MLBNation.com. Seriously? Your own cousin is going to sue you. You know, there's really something wrong with that family. Let me tell you, all of you people who say you have family problems, you're happy you don't make $1 million, or two, or three, or 200. And, okay, he decides to get a lawyer. Attorney John Ruiz, and Ruiz had this to say, I'm not sure that I would represent Sukar, but that's the course of action he would take. That's where we are. Ruiz is under the impression that a defamation suit was not on the table, at least in his conversations with Sukar, but if Sukar decided that he did want to go with the defamation also, Ruiz is probably not going to represent him at all. He says he has consulted with me here and there, but there's no specific course of action that's been contemplated as of this point in time, at least with me. There are two things. Does the client have a case, and do you want to do it? Right now, I don't know the answers to either of them, end quote. You're being sued, you're possibly being sued by your cousin for defamation. You know what? Not for nothing. But he should be one to talk about defamation of character. All right? Alex Rodriguez is a walking defamation of character. If I was the New York Yankees, I sure as hell would be, I would be suing Alex Rodriguez. I'd like to welcome Brian Thompson from Oklahoma, who just celebrated his birthday for the program. He says that he is having problems with the chat room. Yeah, I don't doubt that. I actually had some problems with Blog Talk Radio a little while ago. So, Mr. Brian, I do apologize. Hopefully we can get that fixed by next showtime.
That would be nice.
I would hate to think that we're going to have next week's show, and no chat room. The chat room is always fun. But thank you for joining us tonight. Mr. Torres, do you have anything else to say?
I'm just enjoying hearing the dialogue on all these subjects, on the Yankees and on the whole Valdez thing and the Mets and everything. Did you see the New York Post in regards to Valdez and the headline that they had from in regards to the incident yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you got to admit, that was pretty funny what they put there, calling them numbnuts.
Hilarious. That, ladies and gentlemen, is further proof that journalism is deteriorating and deteriorating rapidly.
Well, it is the New York Post. Keep that in mind.
Seems the New York Post and the New York Daily News are both going the way of the dodo. Or the way of the stupid. It's really hard to find good sports journalism these days. I had somebody tell me, well, there's always Adam Rubin of ESPN New York. That really? You really just told me that Adam was... I'll punch you in your face.
Ooh, how's that person? I wouldn't go there.
Yeah, no. Everybody knows how I feel about Adam Rubin. Adam Rubin, he doesn't just report on the Mets. Adam Rubin, he talks like he's got an axe to grind. Mr. Adam Rubin, in case you are not aware, you are supposed to be unbiased. You are supposed to be objective. But I guess maybe you skipped that course in college, didn't you? So sad. Who are you? And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we are ending tonight's program. I want to thank you all for joining me tonight. Thank you, Mr. Joey, for calling into the program. Mr. Brian Thompson, for taking the time out of your precious to join us tonight on the program. Hopefully, Carell Cooper will be live with me next week. Should be fun, especially depending on what happens with this World Baseball Classic. And it's great to see Carlos Delgado, Angel Khan, and Carlos Beltran. Again, ladies and gentlemen, have a great night. Enjoy baseball. We're 18 days away from opening day. Good night and good luck.